This is Morning Edition. I'm Will Michaels. The new fiscal year started this week, a time when local governments implement the new budgets they spent months working on over the spring. In the city of Durham, that budget has been the subject of a protest for several weeks now. In particular, demonstrators object to a 5% increase in funding for the city's police department, which is getting more than $70 million in total over the next year. It's a sit-in, of sorts, a campout in front of police headquarters. A message painted on the road in big yellow letters says defund with an arrow pointing to the building. Last week on this program, we heard from one protester, Durham activist Skip Gibbs. Today, you'll hear from the man who leads this city, Mayor Steve Shule.
Everything that's happened in the wake of the murder of George Floyd, which was a horrible, terrible, cold, inhumane act of murder, racist murder, I understand why people are in the streets.
On a hot afternoon earlier this week, Shule and I spoke in front of Durham City Hall. There are 6 feet between the two of us and about 6 blocks between us and the protest camp. He says he's just come from there, the third conversation he's had with Gibbs about protesters' demands to redirect money from the police department to other city services.
I respect them, and I'm happy to keep talking to them. But the council has already had a plan, and we have continued that plan and now funded that plan to move ahead the work that we want to do to find alternatives to some of the activities that police officers are doing now and have other people do it. We had established a community safety and wellness task force, and the whole purpose of that task force is to find things that are other ways of keeping our community safe besides what a police officer can respond to.
Shule says one of those ways could include crisis interventions by trained social workers rather than police, a point on which he and Gibbs appear to agree. The task force is getting $1 million in this year's budget.
Two things. Is that enough? And does the continued, I guess, presence of these protesters indicate to you that that's not adequate for how they would like to see things change?
The $1 million, as I said when we passed it, is a down payment. We need, most of the work of this work, social workers, mental health counselors, those are things that our county government and our state government traditionally fund, not the city. So we're putting in $1 million for things that we ourselves don't ever traditionally do to get this started. So yeah, it's a lot. It will do a lot, especially if it's ongoing, $1 million a year. You can pay a lot of mental health counselors and social workers out of that.
Shule says he understands the broader context of ongoing demonstrations has to do with systemic racism. And he says the city has been working to fight it.
We have, for example, a vast number of what would have previously been arrests that got a record for somebody is now put in misdemeanor diversion court before that ever goes to our criminal justice system. The person that goes there doesn't get a record. U visa certifications for undocumented people who have helped solve crimes. Our department now helps them get the U visa certification, which they deserve. The fact that we require written consent to search a car.
Shule says he's proud of the way the city's police department has handled the ongoing demonstrations. Interactions between police and protesters have been relatively peaceful in Durham. One exception was last week, when protesters at the camp in front of police headquarters briefly barricaded Main Street. Skip Gibbs and 3 other activists were forcibly removed from the road and arrested for blocking traffic.
I've been in jail for civil disobedience. And so the choice that Skip made is one I understand, but there are consequences that come with it, and I thought the police handled it well.
Shule reflects on his own past as an activist, blocking the entrance to the Pentagon to protest the Vietnam War, being a part of the anti-nuclear proliferation movement, and being arrested while he was a Durham City Council member during a Moral Monday demonstration in Raleigh in 2013. Today, he says he has certain responsibilities as mayor.
So the demonstrators don't have to worry that, our buses can get people to work down Main Street or that our fire trucks can go down Main Street. That's not their responsibility to worry about, and it's mine.
In a post on social media, Gibbs again expressed disappointment in his latest conversation with Shule and described it only as an attempt to end the protest. The camp is still standing in front of police headquarters.
I'm happy to talk to them anytime. But my objective is not to stop protests. My objective is for the city of Durham to do the right thing, to help, you know, John Hervey Wheeler, the longtime chair of the Durham Committee on Affairs of Black People, this courthouse was just named after, right here, the federal courthouse. He used to say, the fight for freedom begins every morning. And that's true for a lot of these protesters, and it's true for me. And so that's what I get up thinking about, and how to make that real. Systemic racism, it's our great national sin, and we have to fight against it every single day in everything that we do, whether or not we're the mayor of a city or we're someone who's protesting.
Steve Shule is the mayor of Durham. I'm Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.